And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, which is brought to you by the Till to Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kilt girls. For more on Till to Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is Monday, December 19th, and we will be going over all the games and news and notes that took place over this past weekend, starting with Friday, December 16th, when the San Jose Sharks defenseman Mark Edward Vlasic had been fined $5,000, the maximum allowable under the collective bargaining agreement for dangerous use of the stick involving Ottawa Senators defenseman Erik Karlsson in Ottawa on Wednesday, December 14th. Ottawa Senators forward Mike Hoffman on the same day has been suspended for two games without pay for cross-checking San Jose Sharks forward Logan Couture during the exact same game in Ottawa on Wednesday, December 14th. The incident occurred at 7:50 of the third period. Hoffman was assessed a major penalty for cross-checking and a game misconduct. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Hoffman will forfeit $57,638.88. And also Dallas Stars forward Cody Eakin has been suspended for four games without pay for charging New York Rangers goaltender Henrik Lundqvist during NHL game in Dallas on Thursday, December 15th. The incident occurred at 9:19 of the first period. Eakin was assessed a major penalty for charging and a game misconduct. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Eakin will forfeit $85,555.56. Four different skaters scored in the Columbus Blue Jackets, extended their win streak to eight games and improved to 13-1-2 in their past 16 contests. Columbus's eight-game run is its longest streak since a franchise record nine consecutive victories from March 18th to April 4th, 2015. At 19-5-4, the Columbus Blue Jackets moved within 2 points of the Pittsburgh Penguins and Chicago Blackhawks for the top spot in the NHL. Columbus has three games in hand on Pittsburgh and four on Chicago. The San Jose Sharks opened the scoring with four consecutive goals, including three in the first period en route to their fourth straight victory. Timu Meier, the ninth selection in the 2015 NHL draft, scored the game-winning goal in his league debut. Brent Burns, who leads all defensemen with 13 goals, 16 assists, and 29 points this season, had an assist to extend his point streak to seven games. And Rasmus Ristolainen scored 42 seconds into overtime to give the Buffalo Sabres their third win in their last four games. The 22-year-old defenseman extended his point streak to five games and leads the Sabres defenseman with two goals, 19 assists, and 21 points, scoring both of his goals in overtime. Elias Sports Bureau notes that Ristolainen became the fourth Sabres defenseman to score multiple career overtime goals, with both goals coming in the past four games. And then, of course, that night also was the Washington Capitals at the Carolina Hurricanes. The lineup for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Brett Connolly of Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. You had Carl Alzheimer with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Philip Grubauer in the net. For the Carolina Hurricanes, they had Joachim Nordstrom, Jordan Staal, and Elias Lindholm, Jeff Skinner with Victor Rask and Derek Ryan, Sebastian Aho with Tuvu Teravainen and Lee Stempniak, Brock McGann with Jay McClement and Victor Stahlberg, Jacob Slavin with Brett Pesce, Ron Hainsey with Justin Falk, Noah Hanifin with Matt Tennyson, and Cam Ward in the net. In the first period at 5:46, Jeff Skinner would score his 12th of the season from Derek Ryan and Victor Rask. Then Justin Falk would be called for hooking at 6:41. Then Brooks Orpik would be called for hooking at 16:12. At the end of the first period, it'd be Carolina 1, Washington nothing. Shots were 9-5 in favor of Carolina. Faceoffs were 12-3 in favor of Carolina. Hits were 7-4 in favor of Carolina. And both teams were 0-1 on the power play. This was an okay period for the Capitals. They could have played a better first period, especially in the faceoff circle. The Caps need to do better in that faceoff circle to get to the net and get shots on net. Also, the Caps need to slow down the Hurricanes' speed. Going into the second period, 20 seconds in, Matt Niskanen would be called for holding. Then at 5:16, Derek Ryan would be called for hooking. On that power play at 6:25, Alex Ovechkin would score his 14th of the season from Nicholas Backstrom and John Carlson, their 18th and 13th of the season, respectively. Then at 7:18, Matt Niskanen would go back to the box this time for interference. Then at 8:41, Nate Schmidt would be called for hooking. At 11:13, Justin Williams would score his 7th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Matt Niskanen, their 14th and 11th of the season. Then at 13:31, Justin Falk would score his 5th of the season from Sebastian Aho and Tuvu Teravainen. At the end of the second period, it would be tied 2-2. Shots would be 18-14 in favor of the Hurricanes. Faceoffs would be 20-11 in favor of the Hurricanes. Hits were 14-11 in favor of the Hurricanes, and the Caps were 1-2, and the Hurricanes 0-4 on the power play. This was a much better period for the Caps. They capitalized on their lone power play of the period. They were much better in the faceoff circle, and they got more shots on net. The Caps need to play more discipline and draw more power plays their way. Then in 32 seconds into the period, Nicholas Backstrom would be called for holding. And at 40 seconds into the period on the power play, Tuvu Teravainen would score his 8th of the season from Sebastian Aho and Jacob Slavin. Then Alex Ovechkin would be called for tripping at 3:46. And then at 13:56, TJ Oshie would tie it up with his 10th of the season from Dmitry Orlov and Matt Niskanen, their 11th and 12th respectively. At the end of the third period, it would be tied 3-3. Shots were 25-22 in favor of Carolina. Faceoffs were 30-24 in favor of Carolina. Hits were 22-18 in favor of the Caps. And the Caps were 1-2, and the Hurricanes were 1-6 on the power play. Then in overtime, nothing happened. No goals, no penalties. So it would still be tied at 3 apiece. In the shootout, Sebastian Aho would go first and miss, then TJ Oshie would score, then Jacob Slavin would miss, and then Evgeny Kuznetsov would score to secure the 4-3 victory for the Washington Capitals. After the overtime and the shootout, the shots were 29-26 in favor of the Hurricanes, faceoffs were 33-25 in favor of the Hurricanes, hits were 24-18 in favor of the Caps, and on the power play, both teams remained the same at 1-2 and 1-6 respectively between the Caps and Hurricanes. Good win for the Caps, probably not the best overall game for the Capitals, but a good game overall getting the win for the Caps. And then going into December 17th, news and notes for that is the Chicago Blackhawks faced 4 separate 1-goal deficits before scoring 3 unanswered goals in the third period to halt the St. Louis Blues' home point streak at 14 games in their final head-to-head matchup before they meet in the 2017 Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic on January 2nd. Via the Elias Sports Bureau, the Blackhawks rallied for a victory when facing 4 separate 1-goal deficits for the 3rd time in franchise history. The other instances were December 29, 1970 at the Los Angeles Kings and January 4, 2015 versus Dallas. The Blackhawks picked up their 4th consecutive win and pushed their point streak to 6 games to move in the sole possession of the top record in the league. Tomas Tatar scored his first career hat trick to help the Detroit Red Wings rally from a pair of multi-goal deficits to end a 4-game losing streak. Tatar became the second Red Wings player to score 3 goals on home ice this season, which was the first time was Mike Green on October 17th. The Elias Sports Bureau notes that Detroit, who is playing its final season at Joe Louis Arena, last scored multiple hat tricks on home ice in a season in 2007-08 when Henrik Zetterberg had 2 such performances. Jake Gardner scored in overtime to help the Toronto Maple Leafs halt a 4-game home losing streak and extend his point streak to 5 games. Rookie Mitch Marner had his 7th multi-point game of the season to take over the team lead for assists and points, which is tied with Austin Matthews. The Maple Leafs' 7 rookies have combined for 39 goals, 61 assists, and 100 points for 30 games this season, compared to 46 goals, 80 assists, and 126 points for the other 16 players to play for them this season. And then 4 players scored, and Darcy Kuemper made 27 saves when the Minnesota Wild extended their overall winning streak to 7 games and also had their 6th consecutive victory on home ice. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from break, we will go over the Caps game that took place on Saturday night against the Montreal Canadiens, and then go through the rest of the news and notes for yesterday's games and news. Looking for that fun thing to do with the family? Then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. www.thebeatsofmetal.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you interested in science fiction, fantasy, anime, science, comics, writing, gaming, costuming, art, filmmaking, podcasting, and more? Then come to Farpoint on February 17th through 19th, 2017 at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests Sam Witwer and Enver Jokai. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit farpointcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it's now time to go over the Washington Capitals game against the Montreal Canadiens this past Saturday. In the lineup for the Montreal Canadiens, they had Max Pacioretty with Philip Deneau and Alexander Radulov, Paul Byron with Tori Mitchell and Brandon Gallagher, Arturi Lekkonen with Thomas Plekanec and Brian Flynn, Daniel Carr with Michael McCarron and Chris Terry, Alexei Yemelin with Shea Weber, Andrei Markov with Jet Petrie, Nathan Beaulieu with Mark Barbero, and Carey Price in the net. For the Washington Capitals, it was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Olofsson with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt with Braden Holtby in the net. And then in the first period, at 7 minutes into the period, Michael McCarron was called for slashing. Then at 14:41, Arturi Lekkonen would score his sixth of the season unassisted. At the end of the first period, it'd be Montreal 1, Washington nothing. Shots were 8-5 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 12-8 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 15-7 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Montreal did not have one, but the Capitals were 0-1. This was a pretty good period for the Capitals. They controlled the majority of the tempo of the period and had some of the better chances. The Caps need to get more traffic in front of the Carey Price and create chaos in the offensive zone. Also, the Caps need to be more aggressive on their power play. In the second period, 23 seconds into the period, Tori Mitchell would be called for holding the stick. Then 8:05, Justin Williams would be called for roughing. At 13:35, Nathan Beaulieu would be called for hooking. At 14:07, Alexei Yemelin would be called for interference, which on that power play at 14:16, Nicholas Backstrom would score his ninth of the season from Justin Williams and Alex Ovechkin, their fourth and ninth respectively. Then at 14:16, Nathan Beaulieu would get a 10-minute misconduct for abuse of the officials. 15:48, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for cross-checking, and at 15:48, also Paul Byron would be called for slashing. Then at 16:39, Jeff Petrie would score his sixth of the season from Max Pacioretty and Philip Deneau, and then at 18:16, Dmitry Orlov would be called for slashing. At the end of the second period, Montreal would be up 2-1. Shots were 19-16 in favor of the Canadiens. Faceoffs were 23-21 in favor of the Canadiens. Hits were 33-12 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Canadiens were 0-2 and the Caps were 1-4. This was not the best period for the Caps. A lot of sloppy passes and blown opportunities. Great job on connecting on the 5-on-3 power play. But the Caps need to clean up their game and make more tape-to-tape passes and crash the net harder. In the third period, there were no penalties or goals, so Montreal would go on to win the game 2-1. Shots were 25-21 in favor of Montreal. Faceoffs were 30-29 in favor of Montreal. Hits were 43-18 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Montreal was still 0-2, and the Caps were 1-4. I think, quite honestly, the Caps dogged it in the third period alone. They didn't take a shot for the first 13 minutes of the period. Not a good game at all for the Washington Capitals against the Montreal Canadiens. And as I told my friend Brendan, who's a Canadiens fan, after the game, that pretty much the Caps just dogged it pretty much in the second, from the second period on. And in NHL news and notes, today marks the 99th anniversary of the first NHL games. Oh, wait, no, correction. And that's meant for today, December 19th. Today, December 19th, marks the 99th anniversary of the first games in NHL history. On December 19th, 1970, the Montreal Wanderers defeated the Toronto Arenas 10-9 at Westmont Arena in Montreal, and the Montreal Canadiens skated to a 7-4 victory against the Ottawa Senators at Days Arena in Ottawa. Wanderers defenseman Dave Ritchie scored the first goal in league history 1 minute into the first contest. For all players on an NHL active roster injured reserve or with non-roster and injured non-roster status as of midnight local time December 19th, a roster freeze shall apply through midnight local time December 27th with respect to waivers, trades, and loans subject to the exceptions provided for in CBA Article 16.5D. And last night in the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets surrendered 2-0 and 3-2 leads in the third period, but Seth Jones scored 46 seconds into overtime to help them to their 9th consecutive victory, equaling their longest win streak in their history from March 18th to April 4th, 2015. Tied at 1 apiece, the Chicago Blackhawks scored 3 unanswered goals in the third period to pick up their 5th consecutive victory and improve the 13-2-3 at United Center. At 22-8-4 with 48 points, the Chicago Blackhawks own the best record in the league and remain a point ahead of the New York Rangers. Speaking of the New York Rangers, Derek Stefan tied the game with 1:14 left in the third period, and Kevin Hayes scored the decisive goal in the shootout to help the New York Rangers pick up their 6th win in their past 7 games. At 23-10-1 with 47 points, the Rangers owned the best record in the Eastern Conference and kept pace with the Blackhawks for the top spot in the league. And then Patrick Laine with a goal and 2 assists, and Nikolaj Ehlers with 2 goals combined for 3 goals and 5 points to help the Winnipeg Jets improve the 4-0-1 in their past 5 games against the Colorado Avalanche since February 6th. Laine, the number 2 pick in the 2016 NHL draft, paces all rookies in goals with 18, points with 29 this season. Elias Sports Bureau notes that Laine, who will celebrate his 19th birthday on April 19th, has the remainder of the 2016-17 season to attempt to reach the NHL record for the most goals by an 18-year-old, which is 45, a mark set by Dale Hawerchuk in 1981-82 with the original Winnipeg Jets. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, this is the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. NWHL Wednesday will not happen this week. There's only one game to cover, so we'll be adding that to Friday's coverage. If there's an interview that is unknown at this time, I have not heard back in regards to that. As always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey, facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And as always, you can vote on the poll. I think there's like maybe a day left. TXHT, would you listen to it on WBGR? It is ongoing talks. It is an option that, you know, I can take this podcast to. It'd be nice to take this to radio, get more people listening to it. So I'd love to get everyone's opinions on that as well. So with that, I want to thank our sponsor, the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt Girls. For more on Till the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Friday, when we come back, we'll see you on the ice.